Commissioner's Court for Tuesday, May 26th, 2026 at 9 a.m. begins here.
Regular meeting on the 26th day of May, 2026, 9 a.m. Start the invocation. Scott, lead us in the prayer.
Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. We thank you for the day, for all your many blessings. Thank you, Lord, once again, for our county, Lord, our state, our nation. Lord, we pray for all the above. Lord, just bless us all. Guide us, direct us. I pray for our nation, Lord, protection for our troops, and I pray for our first responders, law enforcement, and firefighters, Lord, out there doing their job each and every day. And Lord, pray for our allies all across this country in the conflicts, all across this world, and our conflicts that are going on across the world, Lord. Pray for resolution of those. Please bless this court this morning, Lord, as we consider the work you have before us. Give us wisdom and understanding all the choices and decisions we make. We're thankful to be able to serve. We ask God in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Pledge of allegiance to the U.S. flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas. One state under God. One and indivisible.
All right, thank you. Folks, comments. All right, we're going to agenda item number one. This is going to be a pretty quick today. Consider and take action to approve minutes from May 11, 2026 regular session meeting, May 11, 2026 workshop meeting, and May 20, 2026 workshop meeting.
Move to approve.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. The ayes have number two. All the claims against the county and authorized it. Paris.
The amount submitted for your approval is $311,974.49.
Okay, any questions? Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. The ayes have monthly reports.
April 2026 month-end report. Constable, $850. Tax assessor, $822.98. Property taxes, $153,652.25. County clerk, $28,429.35. District clerk, $11,152.46. Justice of the Peace, $22,085.53. Sheriff's Office Commissary, $8,722. Library, $674.27. Interest earned at 3.67%,
$36,639.77. Okay, thank you. Got a motion to approve.
I move to approve the monthly reports.
Second. Got a motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed? Ayes have it. Number four, consider and take action to award hot grants recipients. I say we're going to be a quick meeting. I forgot about this. But we decided the other day. I've slept since then. Okay. All right. Franklin County Youth Baseball, $19,000. Franklin County Sheriff's Posse, $20,000. Franklin County Genealogical Society, $5,000, Key Club, $5,000, Arts Alliance, $8,000, Alamo Museum, $6,513, Franklin County Historical Association, $7,500, Mount Vernon Music, $3,000, Tour de Cypress, $4,000, Mount Vernon South Dakota Young Farmers, $12,000, Big Dog Sports, $5,001, Mount Vernon Chamber of Commerce, $25,000, comes to $120,014. Wow. Motion to approve that. Maybe it will be.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. The ayes have it. Number five, consider and take action to approve Guardian RFID agreement. Ricky, can you talk about that?
Yeah, I love my favorite. John, thank y'all. This is a software and Mandy. This is Mandy Warren. She's my jail administrator. I don't know if any of y'all may not have met her before. She's been begging me to look at this, and I've looked at it once before, a couple of years ago, but I had a whole new staff, and I didn't want to try to go into trying to train them how to do the basic jail operations and give them a whole new way to to log sales checks and stuff, but what Guardian is right now, all our sales checks, we do sales checks over 15, 20, 30 in every hour on different parts of the jail. And we keep all these records by hand. And so it's kind of, I mean, it's the way we've done it since the government's been told us since when?
Since time began,
yeah. And we've never taken any steps to move forward. We've never went, tried to go digital or anything like that. Now, I say that, Southern Software does have a part of their records management, jail management system that allows you to do basic, very basic jail checks. And I tried to get us to use that, but it doesn't do what we needed to do. So I went back and I looked at, when I was at the jail conference the other day with Mandy, she grabbed me by the ear and drug me over to Guardian RFI booth and had them show me a demo. And I would have bought it right then because it is an excellent system. Can you kind of go through, Mandy, some of the things you're needing it to do for you to help you keep your records?
This actually tracks inmate by inmate, cell by cell, not just the hall or that as a whole. This is, we'll know where every inmate is at every moment. It tracks movement, temporary movement. When they go out, like when some of the people from the county pick up some of our inmates, it's tracked on there exactly where they are at all times. There's reminders set on there, and I know people, they can be set on their watch, but human error comes in when there's paperwork. These machines take all the human error out, which decreases liability and stuff like that that we have in the jail for checks, compliance with jail standards, and other things like that. It ensures that those checks are being done accurately and on time each and every single time. It checks, it does like the rec, all of our inmates functions inside the facility. It logs in each and every single one of them. I've used it before in another county, and it's amazing. It's amazing.
Most of all the counties around us, actually, they have a little, when I was there, they had a little map covered in. I think us and Camp County are maybe the only ones right in this area that's not using this system. What I like about it mostly is if they're dealing with an inmate at their cell and they make a complaint or they say something to them that needs to be recorded. Well, right now, when they to go back and note that, they wait till they finish their rounds doing their jail checks. And by the time they get back to their desk, what usually happens on a minor municipal request or something by an inmate, they sometimes forget it. To where now they can sit there, as soon as that inmate makes that request, while they're standing in front of them, they can hit a record button on this tablet that they have in their hand and put in their report right there while they make standing there, and then ask them, is there anything else you need to put in on this? Yes or no, and they say no, and you go on about your business. It's already been noted. You walk back, you plug in the deal, and it uploads into the system. everything is digital. Of course, when you talk to Texas slang, it doesn't translate perfectly, but at least you got the notes to go back and to update it. It's moving, it'll move us to out of the dark ages to use this. The reason I'm coming to y'all today is it's a $8,000 price tag, $8,100, is that correct? And then it's going to be a $1,250 for Southern Software to give me access to their system. I asked them if that was a one-time charge or a yearly charge, and the guy said, emailed me back saying a one-time charge, so at least I have something to argue about. I really expect that to be a yearly charge, but it may just be a one-time charge. But I'm going to pay for this out of inmate commissary. The reason I put it on the agenda is I was thinking about coming in here and asking y'all to add this into the budget, but this is not budget time. So next month, I'll probably ask that to be included in that, but if not, I'll just continue to pay for it out of inmate commissary. But kind of want to let y'all know what we're doing in the jail. You got an opportunity to meet Mandy, so really I don't need any action on this today. We'll just visit about it some more later in the future, and y'all can ask me in a month or so how it's working. But anything else you want to add about it? I think she'll be happy. I think the jailers are going to kind of, anytime you do change, they kind of get upset, but I think once they get used to it and accustomed to it, it's pretty easy to use.
So if you're going to go ahead and get it now, just use inmate commissary?
Inmate commissary and pay for it. So.
So how's it tracking? How's it tracking?
You scan them. You scan their movements. You don't either have wristbands or you, like, when I take a cell out the rec, there'll be a code on the wall and they'll scan it and they'll hit a drop down box, say rec yard. They'll take them out the rec. Nothing they have to do is, like, if they go out the rec, they take rec 3 hours a week, 1 hour each time on separate days. It can't be 3 hours in a row. And so if we take them out the rec and it's hot out there that day and they buzz and say, hey, we want to come back in, we'll be able to go in there, scan them again and say, you know, why are they coming back in early? Because we have to justify when the jail commission comes in why they're coming in late, coming in early. And if we don't do that, then we didn't let them stay out there long enough. Another thing I like is the other biggest thing is just the basic checking jails on time. Every lawsuit a county jail gets into is the first thing any Texas Ranger, any investigator, any attorney general's investigator is going to ask when they walk in my door is, I want your jail checks. It's the most important thing those jailers do back there. And another big reason I'm wanting this to is the other day I was watching a video of a jail that had a jail death here in Texas, fairly close. And not only do they ask for the inmate, the jail records, they want all video for the last 30 weeks saved. And we were watching the video of the jailer that was supposed to be doing the jail check, and he's sitting there at the desk on his cell phone. And the guy dies in the cell straight across from him, and he never looked up and looked in there and saw him. And so it's hard to defend that when you don't have something that's, at least these things, these tablets will give them a reminder, hey, get off your rear end and go do your cell check. And so I'm hoping it'll head off some liability down the road that, hey, we're doing everything we can to limit the possibility of a death in custody. So.
Also, if I can add to it, in a neighboring county, there was a death in custody that happened in their V-cell in 2023. And when the state came in and they were investigating that, they were looking at the times of the scans, the officers on videos and everything else, and they were not held liable because their scanning was at the exact time their officer was looking in, did the functions, because when you scan for a high-risk inmate, there's functions that come up. You have to pick something. What are they doing? It's not just you're looking in, not looking. You're looking for the rise and fall of their chest. You're making sure they're okay. And since all of that was accurate, they were not liable in that death in custody suit.
All right. Thank you.
Good question, please.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Anybody else, man? Discussion. Thank you. Discussion items.
Got all?
This time, number six, just no action. Let's talk about it. The budget again.
I do want to thank Mr. Walker. The other day, I was sitting in my house and my wife said, "Who's that sitting in our driveway?" And I thought it was Tommy Keys' work hand. So I said, "What's Bo doing down there in my driveway at the gate?" He said, "Oh no, come check on him." He got down there and it's raining. He's patching holes like at 8 o'clock at night. Him and his wife. So, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Road maintenance issue, anything going on? Can't be building stuff. We got another week in our wonderful.
Yeah, I'm in the ladies' restroom on the bottom floor. Second week in 2 weeks.
Learn by doing stupid stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
Is that good?
This is the geothermal.
It's on the other side now.
Something ugly.
At least it's not in your office, so it's on the tile floor.
We're going to continue as long as it's a 120-year-old building. So, anyway. All right. Anything else?
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Y'all take care. Thank y'all. Good job.